This is Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com, just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. How great is that? Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Let's go to the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Lee Ellis joins us in the Athletic, NBA free agency. How are you, my friend?
Very well, thanks, Tony. How are you?
Always a busy time with free agency on the buzz. Let's start with the Lakers. Big moves. Russell Westbrook's coming in. Carmelo coming in. In terms of what you see the Lakers doing, what grade would you give them as they revamped almost everything around AD and LeBron?
Yeah, honestly, I'm not that impressed, to be perfectly honest. I look and I think Westbrook is, you know, a good player, but I'm not sure about that fit alongside Davis and LeBron. And then, you know, they brought back Dwight Howard, they brought back Trevor Ariza, they've brought back Carmelo. Well, not brought back, but they've signed Carmelo Anthony. And I just don't really think they're that intimidating. I think they had a better team last season. And I think that the Westbrook sort of trade is splashy. It's like it's a big name on a big contract, and they gave up only a couple of minor pieces in terms of KCP and Kyle Kuzma to get him. But I just don't know if that's the right move for this team. I think LeBron has shown he's played better when he's had guys who can shoot the ball and they can defend. That's what he needs. And I don't think he's really getting all that, certainly with Westbrook. I mean, Westbrook at his best is when he's going downhill and he's playing inside and he's driving the lane. But if you want Westbrook to take jump shots and deep shots, that's not really going to be effective for the Lakers. So that move, myself, I don't really think is all that impressive. And then when you have someone like Dwight Howard, who two seasons ago when the Lakers won the championship, I thought he did play that role well off the bench. But I also thought last season for the Philadelphia 76ers, I don't think Dwight was actually that good in the end. And certainly in the playoffs, he wasn't. I saw him up close here in Atlanta with the Hawks and the Sixers series. And he, you know, wasn't really getting much time towards the end because he was just not effective when he was out there. He was getting into foul trouble and just not really that same player. So I don't really like that move. And then Trevor Ariza, I mean, we saw against the Milwaukee Bucks in the playoffs, he couldn't play in the end. He was too slow and he was too old. So I look at these moves from Rob Pelinka and I think these are a couple of desperate moves that really don't improve a team that LeBron, certainly at this stage of his career, you know, he's not in wait-and-see mode. He's in win-now mode. And I don't think this team is all that good right now. I think they were better last season.
I think you made a great point about Westbrook. It seems splashy on the outside. You go, oh, look at that. But then when you look, and that was the one thing everybody kept saying about this Laker team was they don't have anybody that spreads the defense because they don't have anybody to shoot the outside. And you're right. This is not what Russell Westbrook does very well.
No, and he's shown that over the last couple of seasons there in Washington and in Houston. Like, he can still get those counting stats and he can get the triple-doubles and all that. But come playoff time, it just doesn't lead to success because it's not the sort of game the way it's played at the moment. You need someone who's got a bit of versatility to their offense. And certainly, again, spreading the floor. There's a great, I saw the meme sort of going around over the last couple of days of a game in the bubble there where LeBron is basically just looking at Westbrook at the three-point line saying, shoot it if you want.
Right.
So you know, again, now look, if you want to take certainly a positive look, you can say, well, Westbrook can certainly, you know, he can keep that motor running in that second and third quarter. You know, he can get those rebounds and he can create his own offense through the fast breaks when maybe LeBron's getting a bit of a rest there. But again, it just doesn't feel to me like he's the sort of player who sort of complements LeBron. It's almost like when LeBron's on the court, I'm not really sure. Like, is LeBron going to be the guy who sits in the corner and takes those shots and shoots the threes and lets Russell Westbrook do his thing? I mean, I just don't know. I just don't. Maybe it'll work, you know. And sometimes a guy later in his career, Westbrook probably comes to this team and he realizes finally, like, okay, you know, I've been, the last two seasons haven't been really good. Obviously, Houston, they made the playoffs, and the Wizards actually did make the playoffs, but that was kind of more good luck rather than good management. But they haven't been close to a championship. Now Westbrook's on a team where he's like, okay, this is my real shot to actually get a championship. Playing for his hometown Lakers, he's a California guy out there. Maybe he's like, you know what, I'm going to adapt my game and I'm going to be sort of the third rung here on the ladder. But, of course, it's a very hard as well sometimes for players who have been all NBA and all-star players to adapt later in their career to accepting a lesser role. So let's that's going to be the big challenge for him.
Let's go to Miami, where Kyle Lowry is now going to be a member of the Heat. This is a guy that we've been saying, you know, he feels like all the time that there is a, is Kyle Lowry going to be traded? Is he going to be gone? Is what are his best destinations? And in the end, he's always, Toronto has always just kept him there. Now he gets to go to South Beach and be part of a Heat team that is trying to do what they did a year ago and make the make a finals run. What do you see him with Bam and Jimmy Butler, how that is going to work out in Miami?
I think Kyle Lowry is definitely a Miami Heat type of player. You know, he's tough. He's going to work hard. He's going to fight. He's a good defensive player, even though he's not like a rim deterrent or anything like that, but he throws his body on the line. And then on the offensive end, you know, Kyle Lowry really has improved, certainly his playoff reputation. I remember the first couple of seasons he made the playoffs with the Raptors and he wasn't good. But of course, he won the championship only two seasons ago with Toronto and was an integral part of that. So I can see that a really natural fit there. For the Miami Heat. I think that's good. It's an upgrade, I think, over Goran Dragic. They've still kept Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson as well. I think that those were the two guys teams were trying to sort of pry away, but they weren't able to do that. So the Heat pretty much have gotten everything they want out of free agency. Pat Riley and Andy Ellisberg there, they just have a way of getting what they want. So I think they're better, but I will also say, you know, Kyle Lowry is 35 years old, and as good as he has been these last couple of seasons, you're giving a 3-year contract to a 35-year-old guy. You're hoping that he stays on the court, stays healthy, and stays producing, and maybe he can. But in the last few seasons as well, Kyle Lowry has missed time through injury. So, you know, there's a risk there. And they also added PJ Tucker, of course, who just won the championship with the Bucks, and he's another 35, 36-year-old guy. So it's a little bit like the Lakers, where they've got some vets, they've got some proven winners, no doubt about it. But, you know, these guys, no one gets better at 35 years of age. You know, people, that's when they start to sort of slow down and those injuries take a little bit longer to recover from. And, you know, the skills just aren't quite as sharp as they were. You're hoping, though, that sort of veteran experience will come through. And and again, I think when you look at the way the Jimmy Butler is and you look at the way the Bam is and just the heat culture down there that they love to talk about, it's all about toughness and defense and grinding out victories. And look, they were bad in the playoffs, no question, against the Bucks. They nearly won game one, but other than that, they got absolutely smoked in that series. So they need to improve, and I think they did. I don't think that these moves are quite as sort of desperate as the Lakers moves that they made, but I also don't think that the Heat automatically vault themselves above the Nets and the Bucks as far as Eastern Conference favoritism.
All right, we'll get you out with this one, but we may not be talking about a team that's making a finals run, but DeMar DeRozan and Lonzo Ball to the Chicago Bulls, Zach LaVine there. Do you like these moves for the Bulls?
Yeah, I think so. Again, they've improved from where they were at the end of last season with Lonzo Ball there. He's an upgrade, certainly, at the point guard position. And now DeMar DeRozan, you're getting a veteran scorer who's going to come in there. He can give you 20, 25 a night. I think there's still a few holes. I don't really think they're big enough. I think they're still, you know, Vucevic is their center there. He's, what, 6'10"? Good player, but he's not one of those intimidating rim protector sort of defensive presences. But overall, I think Chicago's got to feel pretty happy about themselves because they missed out on the playoffs last season when they really, I think, were thought at worst they'd be in the play-in tournament and they didn't even get there. So Chicago's gotten better. I think they've got a nice, solid backcourt now with LaVine and Lonzo Ball. I'm really surprised. I'm really trying to still scratch my head about how the Pelicans didn't match that deal for Lonzo
Ball. Right, sure,
I think
absolutely.
I think that's a bad move by them because now they've got Thomas Satoransky in there. And again, this is Lonzo Ball entering his third season. We're already starting to hear grumblings that he's maybe not happy in the direction of the franchise there. And they have a reasonable contract there, 4 years and $85 million. In today's league, that's a really decent deal, and they didn't do that. So we'll see what happens in New Orleans. But I think they walk away from this free agency really as a loser because they just weren't able to improve that team at all. In fact, I think they got worse.
Lee, always good talking to you, my friend. Always good helping us break down all the busy, busy last couple of days of NBA free agency. Appreciate it, as always.
Anytime, Tony. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Lee Ellis of The Athletic and also hosted No Dunks podcast on the NBA. It is a furious time. We were kind of joking a little, not joking per se, but kind of tongue-in-cheek talking about the NBA draft, how in the NBA draft, you get players that are walking on the stage and putting on hats, and then as they're putting on one hat, there's a report, you know, Woj is, you know, laying out that this, yeah, they won't be keeping him. They've actually shipped him to the Clippers or something along those lines. And in free agency, it comes fast and furious, and there's a sign and trade here, there's a player leaving here, this team's picking it up, and it's all at once. But the other thing is, it's not only just being able to get guys in different locations, it's also getting guys that's staying. This is a really fun time if you're an NBA fan, because one little move, you know, we do this in the NFL, but we also know that sometimes it's not a move that changes the direction of a franchise, right? When even if it's a good defensive player, one good defensive player, you still may not be on a Super Bowl team. But the fortunes of an NBA team can change. You can go from lottery team, and if you just land the right combinations of free agency, you can find yourself in the playoffs. Now, look at the Chicago Bulls, for example. Again, we're not talking about a team that's going to be one of the elites in the Eastern Conference, but he's right. They felt like they should have made the playoffs, and they've picked up a good scorer in DeMar DeRozan, a good shooter in Lonzo Ball, but when you pair him up with Zach LaVine, you've got a pretty good base there for Billy Donovan. Not Brooklyn, you know, or not Philadelphia, but another team to contend with in the Eastern Conference as you sort of fight your way. But Miami did. Like, Miami picking up Kyle Lowry, that he's right. That's the kind of player Miami is looking for, right? Got completely annihilated by the Bucks in that series, really, after game one, just completely. Did not look like the same team at all that went to the finals in the bubble. Now, the bubble was completely different. It's a different environment, different place, different location. Completely understand that. But they went from that to getting just wiped out in the first round of the playoffs and realizing where exactly they were in the Eastern Conference. Now, again, I don't know how much Kyle Lowry makes them a contender, but it definitely makes them better. And he's right about the culture there. And as far as the Lakers go, it's a whole bunch of new names around LeBron and AD. Russell Westbrook's the biggest one, but that actually, in the end, may be more splashy than it actually is effective. All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb coming up next. It's been a while since we had it, so there's a lot of good, a lot of bad, a lot of dumb to process, and Ron's got it all as we continue along Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.